broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Now, there are those who claim we have to choose between paying down our deficits.
It would roll back the clock on a woman's right to choose.
Want
to
do something special for your woman this Christmas? Schedule her pap smear.
You're saying she's fine?
Yes.
Okay, is she able to talk?
Did you ever smoke, Wolf?
No, not really.
You blew it!
World famous Phil Henry Show, and a very pleasant good evening and good morning from the El Pacifico every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the Alice in Wonderland of media, talk radio, and beyond, where we take you through the looking glass and look at the other side of how all of this stuff works and where the truth is. Who knows, baby, but reality is our bitch on this show. Coming up tonight, we will have with us Chris Norton, who is a pharmaceutical salesman. He also has done some PA work, as they say, in adult films, Bud and Robert, because this Tiger Woods story has got, apparently, the story now is that Tiger Woods didn't wear condoms with two flings, and this may be extreme of me, but I think going literally to someone who has worked in adult films where the transmission of STDs is, you know, It's a workplace hazard that they have to continually monitor. I thought that we would talk with him.
Well, does he do the sex and everything?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He's a production assistant.
But yeah, but he gets to towel them off and stuff.
Yeah, they'll go and give a girl a towel.
Okay, well that's fine. You know, I don't want to get into the specifics of toweling off, if you don't mind.
But what did he do?
He's a production assistant, man. He's like, if I say pull cable, are you going to laugh?
Yeah, is that what they call it?
They have guys that are out there on the set that help with the cameras and all that stuff, okay? I don't want to get into it. In any event, we're going to have him. We're also going to have on Jack Armstrong. Mr. Armstrong is a liberal commentator and pollster for the Phil Henry Show. He's also been a frequent contributor to a number of progressive websites, including Daily Kos, Move On, and the Huffington Post. And he's going to talk about the health care bill that's currently in the Senate. And as of about a half an hour ago, well, I shouldn't even say a half an hour. It was actually news that was breaking about 2 hours ago that the public option may be dead. We'll talk to Jack about that, and we're going to talk to you about that in just a second. I want to tell you that our number is 877-876-PHIL, and you can visit us online at philhenryshow.com, where you can see live streaming video of the show. In fact, we're looking at it right now. You can also listen to live streaming audio of the show, and you can access all of our archives, as well as our affiliates page. If you tweet or twit, or if you're just a twit, go over to Tweetland or Twitterland. And
it's called Twitter.
I know. Go over to Twitter, and you can go to twitter.com/Phil Henry Show. That's our staff-run Twitter page, and we're on Facebook at facebook.com/Phil Henry. Democratic Senate negotiators struck a tentative agreement tonight to drop the controversial government-run insurance plan from their overhaul of the health care system, hoping to remove a last major roadblock preventing the bill from moving to a final vote in the chamber. Get a load of that, man. That's big news, because essentially what that means is the conservatives have gotten what they wanted, which is to get rid of that public option, because as far as they're concerned, that thing is leprosy, man. That's worse than, that's cancer. The public option always represented to the conservative politicians and voters of this country, it always represented completely, almost an alien organism in the American body politic. It may work for all of them Europeans, and it might work for all those frogs and the Greeks and whoever. It don't, as far as they're concerned, it ain't American. It doesn't work for us. We don't do that. Thank you. Well, you know, they do it in Canada. Well, it's good for the Canadians, you know?
Yeah, but it works good for the Canadians and everything. And it's all free and everything.
No, it doesn't, because they come down here to get health care.
No, that's not exactly true. Canadians will come down here because they want an option that they may not be. Those are very moneyed people. The Canadians that come down to the United States to get health care generally are people that can afford to say, well, you know what, you can take your government plan on this particular trip, and you can park that sideways up left. Because I happen to want something a little more, so I think I'll go down to the States and grab it. You can also access private medical care in Canada as well. So I don't know what it is you're talking about, Robert.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that people like it. I'm not saying the Canadian plan is bad. I'm not saying that it's a bad plan. In fact, I think it's a great plan. But I'm just saying that it's not this jazz about how they want to come to the States and get better health care. Bull crap. They come down to the States to get what they think they need because the doctor up there, they didn't like him. They gave him he gave them the wrong opinion. Maybe, they want a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion. Maybe they want to go find Jonas Salk and Dr. Sabin, and they want to dig up Louis Pasteur, too, to figure out what's wrong with him. And maybe they got the time and they got the money and they got the lack of life to do it. And which, again, is not any criticism of anybody that doesn't like a public plan. I happen to personally thought it could have worked, but, I'm not going to beat it into the ground. If people don't want it, they don't want it. But here's something to think about. Under the deal, the government plan preferred by liberals would be replaced with a program that would create several national insurance policies administered by private companies but negotiated by the Office of Personnel Management, which oversees health policies for federal workers. So I'll repeat that. Under the plan, it would create several national insurance policies administered by private companies but negotiated by the Office of Personnel Management, which oversees health policies for federal workers. If private firms were unable to deliver acceptable national policies, a government plan would be created. So it ain't exactly like the government plan's dead and buried with the dirt getting shoveled in. It's that they're going to say, well, let's try this. And if that doesn't work, then something else. I don't know. In addition, people as young as 55 would be permitted to buy into Medicare.
That's good news for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know what, man? I got my own insurance, okay? And forget about whether it's good news for me.
Yeah, but you're a senior citizen, ain't you?
You guys trying to rub that in?
Well, ain't you?
Just because I came back from that boat trip and I said that they, how old are you? And I said I'm 57. They said, would you get the senior discount?
Yeah, you're all upset and everything and depressed about it and everything. Came back all,
I did not.
Yeah, you did. You came back, you bummed out. Saying all of that, the lady said, hey, you senior citizen, you get a discount on a boat trip.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I said it was weird, man. It was the first time somebody offered me a senior discount. Why don't you guys blow it out your you-know-what, okay? If I need to get Medicare, I'll get Medicare. I'm not ashamed of my age. I don't give a crap. I'm sitting here drinking, smoking, and all the other things that would cause a man to go to hell, and I'm pushing 60, and do I care? The answer to that is a big fat, maybe.
You blow it!
Something like that. 877-876-PHIL. All right. So we told you about that. Now, here's the deal. These jackballs in the Senate, because they want to get this bill either passed or not passed, here's the thing. And Rance and I were talking about this before we went to air. The math ain't adding up on this, and I don't know what these guys in Washington think they're going to do. Do you want to get this plan passed? All right. So they want to get the plan passed, so they say, we got to get some of these moderate Republicans and maybe even a conservative or two on board. So let's crap can this national plan as it exists in the bill. And let's mitigate it a bit so that it's more acceptable. Okay, fine. Well, what happened? All our liberal pals split. They don't dig that. And they're also not digging which they defeated that amendment, but they were going to limit the amount of money or the amount of federal money that could go toward a woman's insurance policy if she wanted an abortion. Well, they got rid of that. So that made the conservatives happy, or excuse me, that made the, I don't know who it made happy, but the fact is there was a quid pro quo that didn't add up. Now, this bill may go to hell in a handcart, not because conservatives are going to be against it, but because liberals are fleeing. Liberals are diving into the water like the proverbial rat from the ship that's going down, right? And I don't understand that, man. Why would you do that? I mean, because it doesn't have the public plan, it still would have a national health insurance exchange. But more importantly, it would have all of those much needed and much discussed and badly needed limits on insurance companies dropping people because of pre-existing condition or dropping people or not getting people signed up because of pre-existing condition or dropping people because of a problem they have, physically while they have insurance. All that crap goes out the window, man. I mean, that alone is worth the price of admission if you think about it. And frankly, even without the public plan, this is the biggest overhaul of the way we view at least health care and the largest
legislative action taken in controlling the insurance industry, the health insurance industry, in the history of the United States of this here America.
Yeah, but except for the Marshall Plan that did that too, right?
No, the Marshall Plan, you're an idiot, you know that?
Yeah, man, that's got nothing to do with it, man. All right. Well, you were talking about the Marshall Plan.
I was talking about the Marshall Plan having to do with the stimulus. Get the Marshall Plan. All right, so the liberals are deserting, and they're saying, nah, this ain't good enough. Well, guess what, you dumb jackballs? Do you understand that you're going to sink this thing, and then you're going to be standing there holding your you-know-what, going, gee, we don't have any health care plan. Well, you're the jackasses that split because you didn't get your national health plan. And because this, that, and something else, all of these nitpicking clowns, I thought it was all just these conservatives and their ideologic hang-up about national health care, you know. But the liberals?
You blew it!
You got that right. You cats, you're going to sink this thing because you don't have your national plan. You'll get the national plan. This is step one. Do you understand? The only reason why there's been such a debate is because it's new. The American people had no time to get up to speed on this thing. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming left, right, center. It's just, it's a huge, huge, shift of thinking. And it's a huge it demands a lot of us philosophically as well as practically. And you can't get all of that done in 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. So they could have a plan here that may not have this national health coverage per se, this public option, as they call it. But it's going to have a whole lot of stuff that we ain't never had before, and that's going to be, I think it's going to be worth it, you know. Now, if we could just, you know, hold down the costs, I guess that doesn't have anything to do with it, huh?
Yeah, because it's all about price. Who cares if a guy, if he says you have cancer, but you know what, you still get to pay $1 billion a year for your insurance. Whoopee-doo.
All right. Well, I don't think it's that. Never mind. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I don't know what you're talking about. Tiger Woods didn't wear a condom with two of his flings. We'll be talking about that, of course, with Chris Norton. We'll get into that coming up, as well as all the other problems at the Woods home. His mother-in-law collapsed. Gatorade has dropped Tiger Woods. This is a great story, and I credit our producer, Rance. You're going to hear Radar Online, which, as you know, Radar Online is trying to be the next TMZ. Well, guess what, Radar Online? I hate to be redundant, but the fact is,
you blew it!
Because your story blows every which way, man. You guys don't even have the facts on this Gatorade dropping Tigger. 877-876-PHIL is our number. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Visit us online, philhenryshow.com. Chris Norton coming up. Jack Armstrong, our liberal pollster, coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, something like that.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard and Rance and Rodriguez back at our studio, and we're in our control center, and we're talking about the news that's pretty new, and that is that it may appear the public option, you know, that hated public option by conservatives. They hate that thing because, like I said, it's like an alien. It's like the alien, man, you know? Remember that thing popped out of that guy's stomach?
Yeah, that's the public option. It'll come out of your gut, and then it'll be loose in a ship.
Yeah, they have to go get it, and they kill a cat instead, you know? If they kill the cat, that would be like, instead of getting an alien to kill a cat, it'd be like killing one of the amendments or something, you know?
What are you talking about?
I don't get that, man. What do you mean they killed the cat? I'm just using the alien as an example that some conservatives felt that the public option was like Alien in the movie. It would come by. I don't give a crap about the cat. Who cares about the cat?
You don't remember the cat.
I remember the cat. The cat's got nothing to do with what I'm saying, though. The alien, the little thing.
Don't you know the little thing?
I know. I ain't even talking to you. I know about the thing that come out of the man's stomach. I know all about it. I've seen it a million, and I'm very well familiar with it, all right?
Okay.
Well, what about the cat?
The cat doesn't figure. Are you talking about Ripley's cat, Jones?
Yeah.
Cat has got nothing to do with what I'm saying. What do you mean an amendment?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, you're the idiot, man.
No, man, the cat's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm saying that for some conservatives, probably all of them, the public option, you might as well tell them that they are going to be castrated without the benefit of anesthetic, that they're going to be drawn and they hate it. They hate it. And with that kind of extreme thinking, man, the guys there in the Senate are saying, well, we ain't going to get this thing done, man. We're going to have to do something here because these dudes are going to make it hell on living earth. Because what the conservatives can do is they can do this. They can say, all right, we ain't voting for this pile of garbage. You guys go ahead and push it through. And by God, we're going to marshal the American people and we're going to make life living hell for you. Because even people who support healthcare reform as I do, some, and I'm not one of them, I did support the public option because I recognized that the numbers of people that would be covered are relatively very small. We're talking basically about people that are indigent, for God's sake. I also wasn't buying the whole argument about this dancing around back and forth, don't take the Medicare apart. Oh, we don't want government-run health care. What the hell are you talking about? I mean, any and all, you know, pick a reason. However, the people that were in favor of health reform, a lot of those people are freaked out by the idea of a public option because it sounds like Europe.
Yeah, you were saying that.
I'm telling you, that's the whole reason. We don't want to be like Europeans. I don't know what it is. It goes all the way back. Did you ever see that show that we were watching that day?
Yeah, I was going to say John Adams, man. I'd say that in John Adams, yeah.
Right. In John Adams, remember those guys are saying they were talking about the British like they were a disease. I think they called them the British contagion, like it was this smallpox or something all over their clothes. Any hint of those bastards. That's really deeply rooted in the American psyche. Anything having to do with Europe. Well, we think it's really groovy to go over there and look at the Eiffel Tower, and we go and do whatever the hell we do, right? We stand around, look stupid in our baseball caps and our sneakers, and we stare up at the big whatever we're looking at, right?
Eiffel Tower.
Whatever they got over there. Could be the Eiffel Tower, could be anything.
Yeah, but what's as tall as that, if you say looking up?
It could be anything that we're looking at, man.
Why don't you shut up, man?
So you go over to Europe, and you enjoy yourself, but we don't want to be anything like those people. I've been saying this for a long time. I said, what is all this jazz about how much we care about what they think of us when we wouldn't be European if our lives hung by a thread? Oh, you know, the whole world really, yeah, since when do we care, man? What, you want to, you know, everything that those cats are, we don't want to be, including their public bullcrap healthcare option. Why do you think we get so pissed off at you Canadians? Because you can't come around to the fact that you're North Americans. You're not Europeans. Quit pretending that you're British, okay?
Yeah, they even have an accent, too, the way they talk.
Well, that's a real accent.
Yeah, I was watching a game that time with you.
The Grey Cup, yeah.
How come you guys watch that gay crap?
It's the Grey Cup, not the Gay Cup, okay?
Yeah, it might as well be.
I like football. The fact is, those guys are up there playing it the way they play it, fine, let them do it. Now, here in the States, we got to get our act together because whether or not you like public options, private options, whether you want to go to see Dr. Zeus or whether you want to go see Dr. Kildare or Dr. Frankenstein, I guarantee you one thing, Dr. Frankenstein especially, he ain't taking no family plans. In fact, I think Dr. Frankenstein is completely out of the private practice business, isn't he?
That's my understanding, yeah.
I think he's putting together monsters now, but he used to have a very booming family practice. And then one day his wife said, no, you know, Frank or whatever the hell his name is, he's out of the business. He's in that castle and he's putting together a creature. But I'm so sorry, he does have, Dr. X for referrals or whatever. So the fact is that we don't like that. And I say we, there are a lot of us who understand it, who are very smart and intelligent. I'm just kidding. There are those of us who don't. I could see the value of it. However, what they said was this. All right, we'll get rid of that. That makes the conservatives happy. Okay, you happy? Yeah, okay. We're also going to get rid of the amendment that says that would restrict government funding of abortion insofar as it is in this health care bill, and that made the liberals happy. But what do they got at the end of the day after all this compromising and this quid pro quo? They ain't got enough votes, man. They couldn't get enough votes to figure out where they want to go for lunch. And Harry, boy, that poor guy, did you hear what Michael Steele said about him? He thinks Harry's losing his mind. He thinks he's literally the guy's ready for a butterfly net. All right, we'll be back with more of that. We have Tiger Woods and his the fact he didn't wear condoms. Whatever Tiger did wrong, man, these women that he was with, boy, they love him so much, they're running their mouths left and right. They don't care. We'll be talking about that, Tiger's mother-in-law, and, of course, coming up, Chris Norton and Jack Armstrong, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
Truth is our bitch.
Yeah, Phil Hendry Show. About 5 minutes ago, we'll have him.
All right, so we've just had a welcome back to our program, 877-876-PHIL. We have a change of guest tonight. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation joins us in a few minutes to talk about Tiger Woods. Chris Norton was going to be our guest. We're going to push him to another date. We also have, again, Jack Armstrong, who will be on to talk about the Senate health care imbroglio, the Senate health care controversy and the infighting and what's going to get done. So Jack, who is our liberal pollster, will be on to talk with us about that. 877-876-PHIL is the number here, and you can go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and watch the video as well as this with the show. Check out our many affiliates, and also Twitter at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. So, Tiger Woods. Now, I don't know where you begin with this guy. There's obviously the porn star, Jocelyn James is her name, and she's a porn star, and she is the 11th woman now linked to Tiger Woods. She is apparently the star of many, many porn videos, was named on the sports blog Deadspin.com as a Tiger regular. She did not respond to the site's call for comment. There are 1, 2, 3 unidentified alleged mistresses, one a former cocktail waitress from Orlando, Florida, who does not want to reveal her identity yet, according to her attorney, Michael O'Quinn. But this she did say at the time the affair allegedly began. She was 20 years old. She met Woods at the Roxy in Orlando, where she was a VIP server. Unidentified alleged mistress number 9 is reported to be a sexy British TV presenter who was single at the time but is now married. And
well, yes, when they say sexy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so sexy British TV presenter, maybe she, she has buck teeth. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but she probably does.
Anyway, number 10 is an unidentified alleged mistress, is reported in a UK paper to be a sex-addicted cougar. All right, so, this poor kid, man, he's got a sex-addicted cougar, he's got a hostess at the Roxy, he's got a porn star, this poor, poor man! Now, the other women, Rachel Uchitel, a club hostess, was the first of the women to be linked to Woods after the National Enquirer reported that she traveled to Australia to be with Woods. I don't know if she's denied her affair. Now, she has denied it. These other women have come out and said yes, and I'm wondering why, other than to say there's a payday. I don't believe for a minute, and I'm not questioning their motives. I don't believe for a second that there's anybody coming out to say, yeah, I was involved with them, and don't you do it, because it's really terrible to be having sex with a married man, and I feel bad about that. Kaliko Mokwin, I think, is her name, a 27-year-old club manager from Las Vegas, is reported to have had a brief sexual relationship with Woods. She would either confirm nor deny the report. Jamie Grubbs, 24-year-old reality show contestant and cocktail waitress, claims she carried on a 31-month-long affair with Woods until his crash last month, at which time she decided to just get the hell out of Dodge. And she doesn't want to have anything to do with a cripple. Now, no, she didn't say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not crippled up or nothing. He's just unconscious for a little tiny bit.
I get it, bud. I understand that.
Why do you got to comment on everything like that?
You do.
No, I don't. I'm not commenting on some stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, you did.
Will you forget about it? I want to listen to this voicemail. Here is the voicemail of Tiger Woods. Now, listen to this. This is fascinating. This is Tiger Woods, I believe, calling Ms. Grubbs and asking her to please get rid of his or her name or whatever name pops up on the screen so that his wife or other people don't find out. Let's listen now to the voicemail.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
Yeah, that's him there, right there.
Will you shut up?
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And you got to do this for me. Dude, quickly.
All right, so I didn't get that. I understand when the name pops up. His wife did what?
Hey, it's Tiger.
His wife got a hold of the phone. Shut up. Shut up.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
My wife lent her my phone. Anyway, the wife saw the name and the wife flipped and she may be calling this woman. So take your name off of your phone. Although that may not save you, because my wife is Swedish, and there's a long tradition of pillaging and raping in her culture. And so, I don't know. My name is Tiger Woods. I can't help you. You know, you're on your own, baby.
Yeah, no kidding.
You think that's what he's going to do?
I don't think so, man. The woman's a pup. She's not going to do anything. I'm screwing around here, but, you know, she's, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, like the poet said, you know, Shakespeare, bud. And she's Swedish, and she does. She comes from a long tradition of people that basically changed the culture of the British Isles by invading, raping, and burning everything they saw. All right. So that's great. Good luck there, Jamie. All right, in other news, and this is the one that I got all of that crap out of the way, because to be perfectly honest with you, and I'm saying this, I'm the only guy, I think, who doesn't really get the shock about this. I don't understand. I know maybe it's because I'm used to it. He's a golfer. He's not Larry Craig, who was a conservative senator who talked about gays like they were garbage, and it turns out he's looking for boyfriends in a toilet someplace in Minneapolis. That, to me, that's news. Or this other jackball in South Carolina who's Mr. Family Values goes down to Argentina, and he's got a Chiquita banana on the side, and she's got a banana on the side too, but it isn't necessarily him. And all of these people are running around saying,
"You blew it!"
And I don't think they have any cause to do that. All these people are playing
crotch grab.
That's right. Now, Gatorade drops Tiger Woods drink. Now, here's a story that you're going to hear from Radar Online, because Radar Online, they're trying desperately to, you know, outpace TMZ. So they're going to break stories. Well, guess what, Radar Online, and you know this already, you didn't break anything, man. You didn't even break a sweat, not with this story. They say that Gatorade dropped Tiger Woods in the wake of his cheating scandal. Well, guess what? They dropped his ass as of November the 25th, and it wasn't having anything to do with his sexual affairs or his flings. The fact is, they were trying to market a drink called Tiger Focus, and it was reported by trade publication Beverage Digest. Now, that's not Radar Online, and that's not TMZ, but I don't know, I may be crazy, but when I want to know something about beverages, I think I'll go to Beverage Digest, you know, to find out. I ain't going to go to Radar Online or TMZ. Beverage Digest is my book. If I want to know anything about Bubble Up, if I want to know anything about Delaware Punch, if I want to know anything about Diet Coke, anything, I won't go to I'll go to Beverage Digest. They got the news, man. And the drink Tiger Focus apparently tasted like someone's rear end.
You kidding?
No, well, apparently nobody was buying it. Anyway, it was first reported by trade publication Beverage Digest in an issue dated, am I kidding?
Yeah, well, what it tastes like, I wonder. It probably tastes like someone's butt.
Yeah.
I don't know what it tasted like, man. In an issue dated November the 25th, 2 days before the incident at Woods' home in Florida, Gatorade said, we're going to drop the drink Tiger Focus because people don't want to buy it. They don't want to drink it, okay? They'd rather play a game of
crotch grab
rather than drink that. Unofficially, one Gatorade rep told RadarOnline.com that the company's partnership with the golfer will continue. That rep said, quote, our partnership with Tiger does continue. We don't care how many models he's got in the closet. We could give a sweet Jesus because he plays golf like a madman, and all kinds of young people follow his career for that reason and that reason alone. And if they want to get morality lessons, man, they can look at reruns of Bishop Sheen or whatever else. And this guy moves product, Jack. Tiger and his family have our support as he works through his private matter. You'd think somebody, maybe somebody is going to die. I don't know. When the company released its official statement, the part about continuing its partnership with the embattled athlete, it was noticeably absent. So the unnamed source that Radar Online talked to that said the partnership will continue, they did not make that part of the official quote.
But the thing that's really important to hear here, folks, and we're always talking a show about where do you get your news, number one. Where do you get your news? Your news, not your opinion and your comment and your entertainment and your laughs and your tears. Where do you get your basic news? Well, if you're smart, you don't get it from one place. You get it from maybe a half a dozen to a dozen different sources. You get it from some European press. You get a little American press going on. You get the New York thing. You get the West Coast thing. You get the middle of the country. You get some Southern papers. You get the whole thing rolled into one, right? You got any people that you really like as reporters, individual blogs? You can do that too. But if you're only relying on one news source, you are out there twisted in the breeze, Jack. So Radar Online, because some people only follow the entertainment sites, because that's how bright some people are in our country, they got it like Tiger got this whole thing shoved down his throat because he's a bad boy. No, they dropped the stinking drink because the stinking dick. I never even heard of Tiger Focus. And let me tell you, I hang out at a lot of liquor stores, and there ain't no Tiger Focus that I ever saw. You want to know why? I don't think those guys wanted to stock this stuff. It probably tasted like battery acid.
Probably tastes like something you get, like Red Bull or something.
Yeah, I'm glad you spit that out, man.
No kidding.
I don't know what it tastes like. A Gatorade spokesperson, which means it must have been a woman, released this official statement as reported last month. Last month, we decided several months ago to discontinue Gatorade Tiger Focus along with some other products to make room for our planned series of innovative products in 2010. We wish Tiger well, but we don't want to have anything to do with his rotten energy drink. We hope to share more about our 2010 plans soon. No one cares about your plans, Gatorade. They just want to know, did you drop Tiger because of the affairs? Did you drop Tiger because his drink tastes like rear end? Or, what's the story? And the story is, they dropped the Tiger Focus drink because it was not a marketable product, not because of Tiger Woods' affairs. But don't tell Radar Online or TMZ that, because they're flat out of business unless they're inventing news. Nothing against you guys. Now, Harvey, I understand that's why you have a TV show, which shows you leaning into the cubicles and talking to people and acting like a jackass for whatever that thing that you do on TV is. But the fact is, man, quit making up the news. Just report it. Boy, did you guys get away with one with the death of Michael Jackson, reporting that he was dead before it was officially confirmed. What if you guys were all over the place with that Michael Jackson is dead, and he comes strolling out of the hospital doing a couple of spin moves with a brand new face? You would have, Levin, there wouldn't have been a hole you could find deep enough. All right, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and don't forget, coming up we have Pastor William Renick on the woes of Tiger Woods. Sarah Palin's poll numbers rise while Obama's fall. And later on, Jack Armstrong on the Senate healthcare debate. The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico.
You blew it!
Shut up.
You blew it!
Shut up, man.
Phil Henry.
You blew it!
Crotch grab.
Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, Pastor William Renick talking about Tiger Woods' problems. We have Jack Armstrong on the healthcare plan and where it's at and, why it's doing what it's doing. Either it's passing or it isn't passing. It looks like it's not. It looks like they're trying to get it to pass, and all they're doing is pissing off the guys that they need to get it to pass, like those liberals. They're pissing them off left, right, and center, man. They're dropping this public plan, and the liberals are sinking ship, which makes them about as stupid as the day is long. This is the most comprehensive health care reform in the history of the United States, and these jackasses are gonna jump. Well, there is no health care reform without the public option. Oh, quit being so French. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Diana. Diana, yes. How you doing? Welcome to our program.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I was just calling to tell you I agree with you about Tiger Woods. I'm not surprised that he had these affairs. I'm surprised that he cheated with a porn star and didn't use condoms. That's dangerous.
Well, yeah. I don't know who he did or didn't use condoms with, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a definite.
The story is that he didn't use condoms. Now, if that was the porn star that said that, yeah, that's, you know. However, there's the flip side to that. Which profession would one think of if one thought of a profession in which one had to be absolutely free of any sexually transmitted disease? And I would think of two, one of which is illegal and the other is adult film star, you know.
Right.
They go through pretty comprehensive testing, which, you know, they had to learn the hard way. There's a lot of adult film actors and actresses that died from AIDS. These days, they go through a pretty serious, you know, comprehensive testing and the wearing of condoms, I think, in a lot of those films. It's kind of like people being afraid of flying on an airplane that got a bomb threat after they've checked it up and down with police dogs and bomb sniffing and everything else. I had a friend of mine who flew from Detroit to flew from Paris to Detroit on an airplane that had received a bomb threat. It was him and 10 other people because nobody wanted to fly in the plane. And I said to him, why did you want to fly in the plane? He said, because it was the safest plane to fly in the sky that day. And they
sat
in first class. Yeah. What do you think about the fact, though, that this guy is getting all this attention and people are beginning to attribute to him all kinds of moral deviation? Does it matter to what he is to the rest of us, which is a golfer, and that's about it?
Well, a lot of people are not going to agree with me, but I feel kind of sorry for him.
Yeah, you know, I do too. I don't. I see what you're saying. He's a young man. He's got a lot of money. He's good looking. People expect one thing of him.
You don't know what's going on in his marriage. You don't know what that's about.
I tell you, if I had a friend who cheated on his wife, maybe even with 11 different women, I'd be really disappointed in the guy, and I'd tell him so.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop being my friend.
Right.
And that's the moral. That's the moral compromise that we all make, you know, I think, in life. And that's just where that's at. But this guy golfs for a living. He's not my pastor. He's not the president. He's not someone that I look to for moral guidance. I look to him
right.
for kicks, for entertainment. I'm going to sit on my ass and excuse my French, Diana, on a Saturday afternoon and watch a golf tournament and watch Tiger hit the little ball into the hole from 300 yards. It's fantastic. I love it. He's a great golfer. That's it, man. When he leaves those links, that's life. But you're concerned about the condom use. I'll ask the pastor about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Diana, thank you very much.
Boy, you were talking, the lady didn't have a chance to talk about nothing.
Yes, she did. She wanted to hear my opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Thank you very much. What are you talking about, man?
She was trying to say something. You were... Why don't you let people say stuff?
What was she going to say that I didn't let her say?
I don't know.
She said she was disappointed in the fact that he didn't wear a condom. I don't know whether that's significant or not. I think that, see, this idea that people are taking their cues from Tiger Woods, it's as faulty a line of thinking today as it was yesterday, last week. It doesn't matter. You don't teach kids how to have good hygiene when it comes to health or anything else. If you're talking about children, Tiger Woods ain't the guy that's going to do it. School parents. Well, a lot of these kids don't have parents. Hell, that's pretty tragic. They don't have parents that... Oh, okay, so now what is it? The fallback is Tiger Woods? I got one reason why I watch Tiger Woods. I don't know about anybody else. And that's to watch this guy hit the hell out of that ball and do his thing when I get around to watching golf. And these days, I don't get around to it too much. Now, what do we got coming up at the end of the PGA season? It's a big, fat, sloppy bore. I don't give a crap. Come January, nobody's going to give a damn about what this guy did because the PGA season starts, and they're going to be in Hawaii. They're going to be at the L.A. Open, and they're going to be moving on toward the biggie there, you know, the Masters, and then on to the British, the PGA. And the season will start, and you think anybody's going to care one way or the other? And the one thing that I hope doesn't happen, which probably will now because I'm mentioning it, I hope people don't show up with signs saying what a disgrace Tiger Woods is. Let's quit being children, okay? Let's quit being stupid. Well, yeah, but the guy is, he may be a lot of things. Are we paying him money so that he can show us whether or not we should wear a condom? Are we running around playing
crotch grab
with Tiger Woods' reputation? I don't think so. I watched this guy to play golf. Well, we expect people. Those days are over, we expect. Those days are done. I don't expect sports stars to do anything other than dribble a basketball, throw a pass, and in their private life, either they keep their act together, or if they break the law, they get thrown in jail, or if they're screwing around with 11 different women and their wives beat them to death with a baseball bat, you're on your own, Charlie. I could care less. You got my money when it comes to watching you play the games that you play. I buy the products that I see advertised on the football broadcast because I'm gullible and stupid. I buy the, you know, I do all the things that are expected of me of a consumer of professional sports. I watch, I buy product, me go home, me go sleep. But that's it, man. And I will not listen to anybody ever again telling me about how these guys are role models. Get the hell out of here with a role model. Yeah, role model. What, for eating rolls, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably about it.
Yeah, great. All right, Pastor William Rennick coming up. He'll have more on Tiger Woods. We also have Jack Armstrong. He'll be talking about the health care bill. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. And in case I haven't said it lately.
You blew it!
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
You blew it!
Learn more at TalkRadioNetwork.com.